Wanted to read some verses in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, at the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." And then the first part of verse 38 in chapter 11 says, "Of whom the world is not worthy." And I was thinking a lot. You hear a lot today about men wanting to have a place in history. And, you know, I think the main one that comes to my mind is Clinton. They talk about he wants to have a place in history. And these are unworthy men that want a worthy place in history. You know, they want a place that they stand out. And they're not worth having that place. I mean, they haven't done anything worthy. And we're not of this world, so I know we're not looking for place in this world, in history. But not long ago, Michael came to San Luis and gave a message exhorting the brothers that preach and those that think they want to preach to consider and count the cost of preaching the gospel. That once they start, they need to keep on. It's not a hobby. It's not something, you know, that just do for a little while. That does more damage to start and not keep on than not to start at all. And, you know, to be faithful, to really pray and that the Lord would help them count the cost. Because when tribulation comes, and really we haven't, I know in León has been the most tribulation to have, but it's nothing compared to what some brothers in the past have gone through. That when it comes, you know, that they would be able to stand, wouldn't go running. And, you know, if need be, willing to give their lives. He gave examples of men, you know, that have done it in the past. You know, he mentioned Fox's Old Martyrs, and it just really, really get you thinking. You know, are you willing to count the cost and really pay it? Many did. They counted the cost and they paid it. He also shared about having men that I not only will preach with you, but will really stand with you. He gave examples of men who he liked, who, you know, he wants standing with him because they've proven that they're proven that they'll stand there and that they've counted the cost and, you know, that together, you know, they'll face whatever comes. He also exhorted us ladies to count the cost, not only to encourage all our men, but to really pray for them for faith in that day. And I think that's one of the things that hit me the most is that I pray for them, that the Lord gives them power, that gives them the words to say. But I really hadn't prayed that the Lord would give them faith that when the, you know, tribulation comes, especially if it's really rough, that they can stand. That they won't, you know, not come back. Like, you know, if you come back here, beat you up. And that's happened to several brothers in places. And some don't show up and some say, well, you know, I don't really want to go back, but I know I got to. And that's what exhorted me is to, you know, really pray for that because I haven't been doing that. Also that we would count the cost. Many women have paid the price. They've lost husbands and sons and brothers for the gospel. So, but what it really got me to think, and besides exhorting me to do these things, to pray and really stand behind our men, and I'm talking about all our men. I mean, you know, whether it be our husbands, our sons, be the brothers, the Mexican brothers, need to really hold them up in prayer. But it made me consider some really worthy men and women that have touched and changed their lives. And John was talking, some of the things he said, I was always listening, and some of the things he said were some of the things that I've been thinking about. You know, people that really have touched and changed their lives. They've had a vision. And I want to honor today some men and women who are worthy to be honored, who ran the race, they finished it. Some of them already ran it. They already finished it. Some who are still running it with patience. They're still faithful. They're still serving, and they're still teaching us. The first ones I want to honor are the men that did give their lives for the gospel literally. They considered and counted the cost. They decided it was worth paying it, and they were killed for the gospel. And, you know, when I've read just parts of the Fox's Book of Martyrs, and it's really scary. We really haven't had anything like that at all. But these men, and they weren't anything different than our men. I mean, you know, they weren't super holy, I'm sure. They were human. They had the same weaknesses that our men have. But yet they saw something, like John was saying, and they decided it was worth paying the cost. And they did pay it. So did the women, their wives and sisters and others that didn't lose their lives for the gospel, but they were faithful to preach and take a stand to the very end. They're the reason that we have the Word of God in our hands and why we're able to preach openly and freely in so many places in the world. They counted the cost and paid it. The women who stood behind them also in encouragement and prayer. I'm sure there's some, and I think I've heard of, you know, some great preachers that their wife, I guess, was not behind them. But I like to think that most of them were, that they were behind them, they were praying for them, and, you know, they didn't want them killed, they didn't want them going out and getting beat up, but they counted the cost with their husband, and they paid it, many of them. The next ones I want to honor are my ancestors, Papa's parents, my mom's grandparents, and both of my grandparents, for fearing God and teaching their children to fear and serve the Lord. Amen. I want to especially mention Papa, who was not a missionary, he was not a preacher, he didn't go out and preach, but he was faithful to the Lord. And to teach his sons to fear God. He was a servant, not only to the Lord, but to the missionaries. And he left a legacy behind him. He of sons, grandsons, and great-grandsons serving the Lord. And I know that it's not just coincidence. It's, you know, he was a faithful man. He all of us that knew him saw faithfulness in him and a real desire to serve the Lord, and if in nothing else, and just in practical ways to help the missionary. Keeping, you know, the books and just opening his home and passing that on to Mama Kate, who's still with us, but, you know, taking care of just the missionaries, just taking care of them. I also want to mention Papa Schreiner. I only knew him for a few years, and he didn't run the race very long. I mean, I think he came to know the Lord later in life. But he was a faithful man, a faithful servant. He was ever willing to help and serve the men of God, the preachers, the missionaries, and the elders of his church. And the year that we lived here, I guess is when, you know, I really got to know him. And it just, you know, you came and he was here. Never said much. And, you know, you didn't know he was around, so he wasn't looking for a place. But he just was willing to serve and do what needed to be done for the men of God, to serve the men of God. These are those that have gone on before us. And I think when I read the verse, see, we also come passed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. It made me think of all these men. And, you know, they've gone on, and a lot of them paid a really high price. Some of them went peacefully with the Lord, but it makes me wonder, you know, when they look down, are they satisfied with what they see? The ones that are still with us, first of all, my parents, who have been faithful, constant, and consistent to walk in the ways of the Lord for over 50 years. Not only servants to him, but to his people, faithful to pass on to their children and many others God's word and the joy and worth of serving him, being an example to many of us of willingness, joyfulness, and faithfulness and encouragement. And, you know, I know there's other people that pray faithfully, but I know when I need prayer or I want prayer from one of my children or brother, I call my parents. Amen. Because I know that they're going to pray. And they have their prayer time, each of them together, separate, and they have it written down. I know that my two uncles do the same thing, and I know that those people are praying by name. I can't say I do that, and that shames me. But I know they've been an example of praying people. I also want to honor Brother Lindell and Mrs. Kincaid. They've been faithfully serving the Lord for many years. I think first as evangelists, then as missionaries. Then as a couple who had a vision. They had a vision, they counted the cost, and they paid it. They were willing to come out of, I think, the Baptist name to try to do something for the Lord, and they're just using the Lord's name. They also had a vision of missions, and so that many of us could go to the mission field. Many, in turn, have come to know the Lord. There's many Mexican men now preaching in Mexico, and that's such a joy to see. I mean, I remember when we first went to San Luis, like I said, we did things different at first, so we didn't see a lot of fruit, you know, there were some people saved, but they didn't really see what they wanted to see. But I think, you know, went to León, and there was nothing for 6 months. Just us four families meeting for 6 months and no people. And then it started. The Lord started giving growth. And now it's just amazing. The many men that are preaching. Some, you know, León is big. San Luis isn't big, but there are faithful men in each one of these cities preaching the gospel. And they've been faithful. There's some real faithful men in San Luis that are preaching the gospel. There's faithful men in Celaya and in León, all these places. And many also have gone out as missionaries. There's, well, several, I guess. There's, I don't know, I'm thinking six or seven. There's one out of San Luis and El Marco, and then there's out of the churches in Mexico. And that's all out of a vision that Brother Lindell had and his wife standing behind him. And, you know, they had this vision. They not only had it and decided, well, we'll send them out, but they passed it on to the young men and women. And, we were talking with Brent Jess when they were down there, and, you know, I wasn't here, that conference when all these young people, Brent and Billy and Cindy and all these people decided to serve the Lord. But we were talking about how it's, you know, now it's another generation. But that, they passed it on to those young people, and they were on fire, and they decided to serve the Lord. And Billy went down there many years ago, and, you know, the Lord has done something because they caught the vision that Brother Lindell had. And they, in turn, went down there and passed it on to the to others down there. And we, it's hard to leave a place, but it's a blessing to be able to leave it because Amen. they've caught the vision and they're going on. All these men and women, the ones that have gone on, the ones that are still with us, they didn't do these things. Like I said, I know they didn't do them to have a place to, you know, to be recognized, but they do deserve our honor, they deserve our respect, and they deserve to be remembered for the vision that they had that the, and were willing to pay the price for so that we could have the truth. But also, we must have the same vision. If it stops here, and that's kind of what's scary, you know, we see our kids growing up. I mean, this is the missionaries that were young. They were young married couples that went down. Well, now they're young, their children are, a lot of them are here now. There's five of them here. And, you know, I would like to think that we will be able to do as our elders have done. Pass it on to our children and those that get saved. What they did, the vision they had, the price they paid, whether it be with their lives or just giving up things, sacrificing, which they've done, many have sacrificed, that wouldn't be in vain. And it really hit me. We really had it easy. This generation, or, you know, this younger generation, I'm speaking of from after Brother Lindell, after my folks, we really had it pretty easy. You know, we just caught the vision that they had. They really sacrificed. They paid the price. We went down and we sacrificed a little bit, but not like the others have before us. That went down, that had caught the vision first. And, we've been given a lot. Not only we've had it easy, but we've been given so much, but at a very high cost. It really cost some people. It really cost them. And it really, made me consider, you know, thinking of the ones that have given their very lives and sacrificed so that we could have the truth. You know, how can we not carry it on? How can we not pass it on to someone else and really be on fire? Like John was saying, you know, it's worth it. This Amen. Is the real work. This is what counts. I mean, so what? You know, John F. Kennedy has a place in history. What counts is eternity. And when Mike decided to go to Mexico, he said it hit him. He was doing, you know, he was making money. We were, not on the farm, but, you know, we were doing all kinds of things. But he realized he wasn't doing anything that was going to count for eternity. Nothing. And these men did things that counted for eternity. And they do deserve our honor and our respect. And they deserve to be remembered so that we don't forget what price they paid. We need to remember that they really paid a high price for what we have. You know, it didn't come easy. Just, I sit there in the meetings in Mexico and think of holding our Bible, think of the ones in Poland, even though, you know, people don't want to hear it and they get beat up, they're actually being able to preach the gospel in Turkey. And I think of these things and I think it didn't come easy. This wasn't just handed to us at no cost. They paid a high price for it, really high price. So we must have the same vision and we must run the race with patience as they did.